PRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Bill Padley with you till midday today. We're on the Sunborn in Gibraltar, and I'm delighted to welcome Stephanie Ball now, who is the Chief Meteorologist for Meteogib. Now, are you saying Meteo or Meteo?
Meteogib, I say, yeah.
I knew I'd get that wrong.
For those who don't know, I'm a bit obsessed by the weather, and when I came to Spain, one of the first things I noticed was that the forecast seemed to be liberal in their accuracy, depending on who you went to at a certain time. And when I discovered your Facebook page, I suddenly started to actually have accurate forecasts in this area. And I was telling, I was obsessed with it, and I kept saying to Steph, I know the weather's going to be right here because that's what they said, at the Meteogib. So, and it's been very accurate, I'm delighted to say. Why is it so difficult to forecast in this part of the world?
Well, not just particularly, do you mean just Gibraltar or just this part of the world? I think with Gibraltar, of course, it's the rock because we've got that there. It makes all the difference to what happens with the winds around it and can change the weather drastically, whether it's east or whether it's west, which we've seen over the last week, complete changes.
Very much so.
We were getting a little bit summer and it got, really, really hot here for the first time this year. Then all of a sudden Friday, we were surrounded by thick fog all day.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that was the classic example of what you expect in a change from west to easterly wind.
Yeah. I do a little bit of boating, and it's extraordinary here how it can turn on a dime, the weather. You can look at a flat, calm sea, and then 5 minutes later, you've just white horses everywhere. Where did that come from? You've got to be careful here, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. Especially, as you said, with sailing, because, those days when it's calm, it's the sort of days normally where you're going to tend to pick up a sea breeze. Yeah. And sometimes, if it's very, very hot inland, which it's just started to get now, as we're getting into, proper summer weather, Cordoba, just the other day, saw the first 40 degrees of the year. Whoa. This time last year, we were talking about records were tumbling. Yeah. It'd been up to 45, 46 degrees inland. And when you get that sort of difference between that and, the coast, maybe 10 or 15 degrees, you get this really strong sea breeze that start to set in. Mm. And, you could be out in a boat, 1 minute it's 5 knots or so. Yeah. Next minute you're talking about 20 to 25 in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
And for a little small boat, it can be quite dangerous or take them by surprise.
And you as a company are very aware of that, and people come to you for accurate forecasts for sailing around this part of the world, don't they?
Well, hopefully so, Not just here. I mean, we do a lot of routing of yachts over the Atlantic as well and Indian Ocean all over the place. A lot of people think that we're just concentrated on Gibraltar, but, for instance, we've been very busy this morning. This morning, I was briefing the clerk of the course for Royal Ascot.
Really?
Because it's Ladies' Day today.
Oh, my goodness.
The last couple of years, we've been supplying the weather, which I'm really chuffed about, for Royal Ascot.
Wow. What is the weather at Royal Ascot today?
Well, it's much better today. The last couple of days where it started, it's been quite cloudy. But today, it's a lot brighter, a little bit fresher, but it's a lovely day. It's Ladies' Day today.
Yeah. Oh, the fox will be out today then.
Yeah.
Well, I don't detect a Gibraltar accent coming from you, Stephanie. Not to put too fine a point on it.
Oh, you noticed.
So, a bit about your history. I mean, you've worked in the past as a professional meteorologist at the BBC Weather Centre, which is interesting.
That's right. Yes, I used to do BBC Radio 5 Live, the weather. I don't know if you remember Philip Eden.
Of course.
He's passed away now, sadly, but I used to work alongside with him as, stepping in for him when he was on leave. I had about 5 years at BBC Radio, at the Weather Centre there. Before that, I was at London Weather Centre forecasting for Wimbledon, for all the M25, in the winter when we had one flake of snow and it caused chaos.
No Michael Fish moments for you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to tell you about them.
No.
I'm really sorry for
professional weather forecasts, particularly ones that you'd watch on the TV, because they were trying to cover such a big area of the country. We're talking like 25 years ago.
Don't feel too sorry. He's made a fortune out of it now.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, all right.
All those after-dinner talks.
Michael Fish. And, of course, what the public don't realise when they're watching TV weather forecasts is they think that they're looking at the map.
That's
and they're
right.
not looking at anything.
No, they're not. It's just a blank screen behind them.
Yeah.
So when they're trying to point, it's very hard, I think, to begin with, to pointed the right part of the map. And, you know, sometimes people go, oh, she's pointing
her, she's
talking about central England and she's over the southwest.
It
takes a bit of getting used to it.
And people got very grumpy about weather symbols. And the BBC recently have changed. And this is quite a big deal for the BBC. They've moved from the Met Office in the UK to a German forecasting group called Meteor Group.
Meteor Group, which is quite a big group as well.
And that was a big change to go. And I was quite shocked that they'd moved away from the Met Office, of all people. And, of course, the public didn't like the new symbols, didn't like the way the weather was depicted on the screen anymore.
But, you know, they did that when the Met Office also changed. I think people get used to things.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot, you know, suddenly, if you think about the first weather symbols that there were, we've gone a hell of a long way now.
Absolutely. When they had the word fog upside down. And, yes.
Or summer fell off the map.
As it so often does.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you get up to now then at Meteo Jib. So why did you set it up and what services do you provide?
Well, I've been actually in the weather business for about 33 years now. This is where you say you don't look old enough, Bill.
I was going to say, did you predict it? But you've beaten me to it. Yeah. Did you forecast that would happen?
Yeah, 33 years. 30 of those years were with the Met Office. And, of course, my last posting was out to Met Office Gibraltar. So I was actually at the airfield there for 6 years. And then, call it a midlife crisis or, you know, I had a dream to have my own weather office. And the last 3 or 4 years, we're into the fourth year now, it's just gone from strength to strength.
Fabulous.
And as I said, it's not just Gibraltar that we're forecasting for. Our main customers here, of course, GBC Television.
Yeah.
We do their presentation for them and sort that out every day. We're also on Radio Gibraltar every morning on the breakfast show, doing the live weather for Gibraltar, and also do weather for Gibraltar Chronicle as well. But apart from that, outside, I do a lot of routing, as I said, for yachts going from Gibraltar to the Caribbean, also around the Indian Ocean. So I produced a service where I don't think there's anything like it, where I send out the message in text message form out on their sat phone to try and warn them where storms are coming their way. I've been a marine meteorologist for about 20 years. Started out at Southampton Weather Centre.
And it
used to always get to me when you used to hear about boats going out, you know, and getting caught in storms. Yeah. Life's being lost quite often, you know, with big storms.
Well, I grew up in the Isle of Wight, so that was a big thing for
I used to do Cowes Week quite a lot.
Okay. And, of course, you're absolutely right. People will say, oh, it looks great today. Let's just go off in
our
boat.
Right.
20 minutes later, they're in deep trouble.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought when I started out, I thought, you know, maybe we'll give it a year, see if I can survive. And here we are, like, 4 years.
Oh,
and I've got contracts in the UK. As I said, we're doing for Royal Ascot. We also do for Musselburgh, Perth, Beverley. We've done quite a few, done some motorsport as well.
Great.
So quite varied. Also helped a few mountain expeditions to Patagonia, to the ice fields there. So the same sort of service that I've got for the yachting, I also do a similar thing for mountaineering. And we do a weekly forecast for Sierra Nevada mountain guides in the Sierra Nevada here. Spanish Highs, they're called.
Yes.
So we do for them. Every couple of years, they do an expedition to Patagonia. So I send them...
I thought Patagonia was a made-up place. You've just...
you know, they go out there, and it's the same thing for mountaineering. They can go out in the mountains, and once they're there and they've got very little, outside communication to get weather... what I do is I can look and see, I track exactly what their altitude is.
Wow.
And can send a message, so I get quite an accurate forecast to them, hopefully.
Incredible.
To exactly the pinpoint where they are at the time, whether they're 3,000 feet or, you know, the 3,000 metres or higher.
Well, you're clearly not doing this by carrier pigeon on the back of an envelope, are you? So there must be a lot of technology going on these days. I guess it has changed in that sense, in the tech available.
Yes. I mean, I couldn't have done this years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first started the Met Office, it was 1986, and then there were hardly ever any women working for the Met Office, never mind forecasters. Mm. And at that point, you used to get satellite pictures coming through on this sort of wet fax sort of thing.
Yeah.
We also used to, you know, plot the charts by hand.
Wow.
Before the chief forecaster would draw them up, we used to draw all the little symbols for the UK. We'd have a little pen. You might have heard about the little double pen. One was red, one was black, and you'd be plotting all day these little symbols before they actually drew it up by hand. Of course, now, at the click of a button, everything is there for you, and you've not only got one model, but you've got all sorts of countries and worldwide models, you know, different ones. So,
and have the forecasting models become more accurate because of technology?
Yeah, I think so, because there's more number crunching can be obviously be done.
Yeah.
And also, they're also taking in quite a lot of information all the time, not only through, like, land observations, but, of course, you know, satellite has improved incredibly. Now they can, you know, look at what the temperature is or judge what wind speed is from the satellite right out, you know, miles and miles and miles away. And they've changed so much. And you've got all that information going in as well.
Yeah.
That all that must make the difference, as well as I think the general physics and that around producing models has also will have improved over the years as well. So
you're like an astrologer, really, who has got better information than you used to have, and you're able to actually predict what's going to happen in somebody's life slightly better than you would have done 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it can only get better.
Yeah.
You know? With time going by, and then I'll be out of the business.
I was going to ask you, when you go out to like a party or something, it must be a nightmare for you. You just get people come up to you all the time and go, oh, what's the weather going to be next Thursday? Because my auntie's coming over from Chelmsford.
Sometimes, but I get it more on Facebook. You know, people think that, they want personal forecasters through the Facebook, and they think they're just the only ones sending in, but we get thousands sometimes in a day. We've got about 14,000 followers now across Twitter and Facebook. And as I said to you, we're picking up more and more expats right along the Costa, all the way up to, you know, Alicante, Valencia area.
Fantastic.
That are all following us because we give out warnings in the winter, you know, and tell them what they can expect. So we're getting all those inquiries in, and there's mostly full-time. There's just the two of us.
Wow.
And Steve is mainly the photographer, so...
I'm
the only one
pictures,
forecasting.
Incredible
so.
Pictures and a live camera as well.
That's been great as well because we've had some of the airlines now using it so they can see how bad it is, you know, the fog and that, like last week. They said they've actually got it, you know, as a shortcut on some of their things now so that they could.
Incredible.
I think it's the only 360 degree webcam that there is in Gibraltar and it goes 24 hours as well.
Fabulous.
So, you know, any time of day, if you want to know what's going on here, you know, if you're visiting, you can have a look at that and see what's going on. We're based at the World Trade Center here, so.
Well, I think you do a great job, and I'm a huge fan of the forecast because I'm a bit of a weather nut. And we'd love to get you on doing some more regular stuff for us. So we're gonna talk about that in a moment, but off air. But Steph's got the bottle of Carver out right now.
I know, as
a bribe.
I've got to
just ask you, what happened last night in Gibraltar? I woke up this morning and there was a huge wadge of rain over the road.
This were the thunderstorms. I mean, I actually forecast thunderstorms to come up last night, but they were expected to stay just west of the Rock.
Right.
Of course, when these sort of things develop, and they're developing all day over Morocco, you know, they can spread out
over
even
Morocco.
More.
It must be awful to live in the north of Morocco. It's just with rain all the time.
And this is where, you know, this is where Gibraltar gets, if it gets any rain in the summer, that's where it tends to get it from, from storms that come.
Right.
They build all day over Morocco and then they tend to creep up at night like they did last night.
Right.
And there's some fantastic pictures I've seen of lightning last night.
Incredible.
Of course, here, if you get one drop of rain in summer, of course, the Gibraltarians are like, that's it. Summer's over. What's happened, isn't it?
Well, if people want to find you, you have a Facebook presence.
That's right.
Yeah, they could just search for Meteo Jib and they'll find it there.
And Twitter, and we're on Instagram as well.
Fantastic. I would recommend anybody to follow what these guys
do.
Because it's people moan about the weather all the time here that the forecasts are wrong. Well, yours aren't.
Yeah.
I'm delighted.
Where do I have to give you that wad of money
That's
now?
That's all right. We'll sort that out afterwards, Stephanie. Not a problem at all. Fantastic. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We wanted to get
Thank
you on for
you
ages.
Very much.
So we'll hopefully see more of you on the radio station. That's fantastic. Stephanie Ball, a chief meteorologist from Meteo Jib.